This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, 7:06 in the morning. You are listening to The Morning Run. It's Monday, the 3rd of January. Happy New Year. I'm Shazana Mokhtar together with Wang Xiaoning. But first, let's recap how global markets closed on the last Friday of 2021.
Now, for the US, it was actually just a half-day session, so they closed. They had a nice afternoon break. But the Dow was down 0.2%, S&P 500 down 0.3%, and the Nasdaq was down 0.6%. Even though it was down, it actually was a pretty good year for them, all double-digit returns. Meanwhile, turning our attention to Asia, Nikkei was closed on New Year's Eve. Hang Seng was up 1.2%. Shanghai was up 0.6%. Straits Times was down 0.1%, and Malaysia, we had a bit of a last-minute rally. Our markets closed up 1.6%, bringing the whole year-to-date return to only about a negative 3%.
Okay, so we had a bit of a Santa rally at the end of the year there to end slightly higher, still lower, but, you know, hopefully this is the start of something better for 2022. Joining us for analysis on what could be moving markets this week and beyond is Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global in Canberra. Good morning, Kingsley. Happy New Year to you. Now, looking back at 2021, robust corporate earnings drove outsized valuations on U.S. stock indices like the Dow and S&P 500, as mentioned. Are company profits going to suffer from margin compression this quarter, given rising inflationary pressures?
I think that's really the big question for 2022. I mean, last year, if we look at the tech space, Amazon was a laggard amongst the big ones, simply because they have a pretty big labor force, and in their logistics supply chain, they were seeing higher costs across the board. So our preference at this time is for players and industries likely to see some margin expansion. So, I mean, there's two sides to the inflation story. Obviously, it means higher selling prices for those who are experiencing it on the positive side. And right now, that's in energy commodities like natural gas. And we're looking for those firms that could pass through higher costs. One area that we think will be interesting this year is the fertilizer sector, simply because it's a big farm input and it's closely tied to those prices in energy. So look out for that. Elsewhere, I think price push inflation is going to be important across the food complex. So we're looking pretty closely at the agricultural food supply chain this year. And of course, that's important in countries like Malaysia because of the significance of produce like palm oil and other farmed products. So it'll be an interesting year, I think, for a sector that's not often looked at.
Kingsley, I do have a question, though, on just general asset class, right? Is equities going to be the Tina trade of 2022? And by this, I mean there is no alternative?
I think equities will still do well in terms of attracting funds flow over, obviously, bonds, where interest rates are pretty low but likely to rise. And that means bond prices will fall. And obviously, you know, cash is trash. You don't earn anything on that, so why own it? And I think, therefore, equities will do well this year. It's unlikely to be as strong as the years 2020 and 2021. And that's why we're becoming more selective and looking at those that are likely to benefit from, you know, these effects like inflation we're seeing at the margin.
Do you think emerging markets is the place to be in this year, though? Because, you know, like you say, U.S. markets have done extremely well.
Well, emerging markets is definitely one of those places you would go to look for the sorts of names we're talking about. I mentioned already, you know, Malaysia in the context of some of those products like, palm oil. But if you look across the world, I mean, obviously Brazil's a very big agricultural producer. They're coming off a drought looks to be, improving now in terms of conditions. And some of those big producers of grains and other products like Russia, Brazil, and across Southeast Asia, places like Malaysia and Thailand for different products and also the Philippines, you'll probably see some rising incomes there in the rural sector. And, you know, it's hard to play through the stock market, but there are particular areas where you can benefit if you get onto those sorts of themes. And I think Brazil in particular in emerging markets is likely to do better this year, especially because they had such a difficult pandemic, which now seems to be fading a little, albeit we still have Omicron to contend with, but it looks to be less severe.
And just coming back to energy, Kingsley, which you spoke a little bit on earlier, energy stocks were the biggest gainers on the S&P 500 in 2021, with names like Devon Energy and Marathon Oil giving the highest returns. Do you have your eye on any companies in this sector this year for 2022?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting with the U.S. energy patch, as you mentioned, with those names being the top performers. I think the U.S. energy sector is being kinder to investors, shall we say, than elsewhere. If you look at energy in particular this year, it might be a good year to have a look at some of the Hong Kong-listed Chinese oil and gas companies, simply because they were really left behind in that rally out of the U.S. And we've seen the same in Australia with companies like Woodside that looks pretty cheap right now. And a lot of this, of course, is down to the fact that in 2020 was a sort of breakout year for ESG and the thematic about, you know, investing in renewable energy. Obviously, we like that theme. Right now, we think that the renewables are a little overcooked in terms of valuation. And that's why we see a lot of opportunity in natural gas. We think that's a transition fuel. And looking ahead, what I might say, it's not very investable yet. But I think China's making some very big inroads into new generation nuclear reactors. They have a thorium program underway, as does India. And that's particularly interesting for some of these areas like rare earth metals, simply because a lot of the untapped reserves of those, these are the metals that are used in magnets for electric vehicles and also wind turbines, they're in places like India where it's tied up in beach sands, which is thorium rich. So right now they're not mined because of the radioactivity, but if you could sell the thorium, it would massively change the economics of the rare earth industry, we feel. So that's going to be something to watch, not very investable right now, but we do think energy is the big theme for this decade.
And I'm curious, are you keen on these vaccine-related companies like Moderna and Pfizer?
We remain positive about the area. It's been swings and roundabouts lately. Obviously, both of those stocks rallied hugely off the success of the mRNA vaccines and coming from nowhere. You know, with what we should remember is the very first successful application of that technology. And so the stocks went up a lot and then they came back last year by 30-40% as people took the view, well, you know, the pandemic's all over, why would you buy these? We actually think that there's quite a bit of value, particularly in BioNTech, simply because we now have a situation where we're likely to see sustaining revenues for these companies as boosters roll out. Maybe not across the whole population, but looking forward, I think COVID's going to be endemic. And what that means is that, you know, the bulk of the healthy population may not need to be vaccinated because they'll build up some natural immunity. But those who are vulnerable, which might be 5% of the population, will continue to need vaccinations. And across the world, that's a pretty big market still. So we think that they're attractive names at these levels.
Kingsley, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global, talking to us about some of the themes and trends that he sees going into 2022, pharma being one of them, energy being another.
Mm. And he's very keen on agriculture, right? So even in this region, as the economy improves, consumption will increase. So, you know, agriculture will be one big beneficiary. But I want to bring home this point that we've had a few commentators on, you know, on our show, and they seem to be a little bit more keen about emerging markets because we were the laggard.
Mm.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.